Good evening. This is Sakashvani Kohima. I am Kahir Chiste with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio says Hornbill Festival 2025 set new benchmarks, credits Naga people for success. Nagaland hosts Malta Country Partner Roundtable to strengthen cultural and academic ties. Rajya Sabha takes up discussion on election reforms. And Dr. Tiao National Junior Girls Football Championship kicks off grand finale tonight. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipurio extended his heartfelt congratulations on the successful conclusion of the 26th Hornbill Festival and thanked everyone who contributed to its success. In a message to Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along, he said, "This year's festival set new benchmarks in scale and global engagement. Despite unprecedented challenges from prolonged monsoon rains and natural calamities, the Chief Minister lauded the organizing teams for delivering what he called a world-class event. He said the wide-ranging participation of partner countries and state reflects the festival's growing international profile. However, Mr. Ryu reiterated concerns over the protected area permit regime, saying it continues to restrict tourism despite Nagaland's peaceful environment. The Chief Minister credited tribal hohos, church organizations, government departments, event managers and private entrepreneurs calling the Hornbill Festival a people's festival rooted in the Naga cultural pride. Mr. Ryu also highlighted the expansion of Hornbill Festival to 6 districts, including the Konyak Heritage Center in Mon, as a major step in broadening community participation and tourism growth. He also noted the contribution of country partners and IDAN-led platforms such as international roundtables and investment meets, as well as the efforts of TAFMA. The Chief Minister thanked all stakeholders and citizens, saying the success of the Hornbill Festival 2025 belongs to the people of Nagaland. Nagaland today hosted the Malta Country Partner Roundtable exploring collaborations in music, arts, education and youth engagement. Chairing the meet, IDAN Chairman Abu Mehta highlighted Nagaland's cultural vibrancy and global music engagements. Malta's High Commissioner to India, Ruben Gucci, drew parallels between Malta's colonial past and Naga history and emphasized shared experiences that foster cultural understanding. He also pointed to Malta's rich academic heritage, welcoming potential collaboration with Nagaland University. Professor Norbert from the visiting Maltese delegation commended the originality of Naga writers and expressed interest in facilitating academic exchanges, author residencies and cultural partnerships. The discussions also covered opportunities in hospitality sector and emerging creative industries. The 26th edition of Hornbill Festival recorded a total footfall of 2,14,493 visitors during its 10-day celebrations. According to the Tourism Department, the festival drew 2,528 foreign visitors, 56,431 domestic tourists and 1,55,534 local attendees from within Nagaland. On the final day alone, the festival saw a total of 33,535 visitors, comprising 262 international guests, 8,479 domestic tourists, and 24,739 local visitors. The Rajya Sabha took up discussions on election reforms today. Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Ajay Makin raised questions over the Election Commission and said the Commission must restore its credibility, cautioning that a loss of credibility could weaken democratic institutions.
भी जीवंत लोकतंत्र के लिए तीन बुनियादी शर्तें होती हैं का तीन कसौटियों पे खड़ा उतरना पड़ता है सबसे पहला लेवल प्लेइंग फील्ड समान अवसर सभी के सभी दलों के लिए दूसरा ट्रांसपेरेंसी पारदर्शिता और तीसरा क्रेडिबिलिटी विश्वसनीयता पूरे के पूरे चुनाव आयोग को अपनी विश्वसनीयता बनानी पड़ेगी क्रेडिबिलिटी बनानी पड़ेगी अगर क्रेडिबिलिटी और विश्वसनीयता नहीं बनाए तो लोकतंत्र खत्म हो जाएगा लोकतंत्र मर जाएगा
Participating in the discussion, BJP leader Sudhanshu Trivedi said India is a mother of democracy. He said electoral bonds have brought transparency in the electoral system. Dola Sen of TMC said her party is not against electoral reforms, but it is against electoral rules which are made by raising the people. DMK's NR Elongu alleged that the country do not have a foolproof election system and that EVM is causing the most problems. Sanjay Singh of AAP alleged that the intention of the SIR is not to purify the voter list but to delete voters, adding that Election Commission does not have the power to conduct SIR. The decision remained inconclusive. Later, the House adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to The Evening News. The Naga Students Federation, NSF, under the aegis of the Northeast Students Organization, NESO, joined other Northeast states in observing Black Day today against the Citizenship Amendment Act. The rally at Naga Solidarity Park in Kohima was attended by NSF officials, seniors and officials from the All Arunachal Pradesh Students Union, APSU. Speaking at the event, NESO Secretary General Mitsukoyo Yobu said the Black Day marks the passage of the CAA in 2019, which the Northeast community has opposed, citing threats to the rights and identity of indigenous people. He urged concerted efforts across the region to oppose the act. Meanwhile, NSF President Ntay Suding reaffirmed the Federation's commitment for the rights of the indigenous people.
We are against and we will not accept the CAA, which is going to scrap the right, the identity of the indigenous people. Naga Student Federation will keep on going against till this CAA is not being scrapped from its bill. In fact, this CAA is not just a policy, but it is a decisive policy where snatching away the rights, the identity of our people.
Meanwhile, APSU Vice President Protocol Nabam Gandhi called out the government of India for failing to assess the social and economic impact of the act on the Northeast. The event concluded with participants hoisting black flags and burning CAA documents to express their dissent. In a step toward strategic international collaboration, Naglan University NU engaged with the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission Zakrul Hassan Fahad to discuss shared academic opportunities. At an interactive session yesterday at the NU Kohima campus, Pro-Vice-Chancellor Professor N. Venner reaffirmed the university's commitment to international collaboration in science, engineering and technology. Dean, School of Engineering and Technology Professor Sujata Dash outlined potential areas of collaboration with Bangladeshi institutions, including joint research projects, student and faculty exchanges, internships, collaborative master's program in disaster management, and joint workshops and seminars. Meanwhile, Mr. Fahad appreciated the university's proactive approach and expressed support for establishing academic linkages across these areas. The grand finale of the Dr. T. Ao National Junior Girls Football Championship Tier 2 is underway at Chamakidima Football Stadium with Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra battling for the title. Earlier addressing the closing ceremony, Advisor Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyoshu Yimchunga lauded the championship for providing a platform for young talent to grow, learn and shine.
Before have created a platform where young talent can grow, learn and shine. As we bring this championship to a close, let us remember that sports unite us beyond boundaries. The friendship from the lesson learned in the memories created here in Chamakidima will remain long after the final whistle. May the spirit of sportsmanship continues to guide us all.
And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog during morning hours in isolated areas of Nagaland till the 16th of December. Otherwise, dry weather is expected across all districts throughout the period. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Chief Minister Nipurio says Hornbill Festival 2025 set new benchmarks, credits Naga for success. Nagaland hosts Malta Country Partner Roundtable to strengthen cultural and academic ties. Rajya Sabha takes up discussion on election reforms. And Dr. T. Ao National Junior Girls Football Championship kicks off grand finale tonight. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.